friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Episode 9, Friends with a Twist. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Kenzie, and I am joined by my beautiful, wonderful co-host,
Madison. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to us once again. 9 episodes. Ooh, who could believe it? Oh, I couldn't believe it.
I'm excited for double digits around the corner.
Yeah. And last week, let's see, we're recording this on a Friday, but like last week, I think it was, we hit 10,000 listens to all of our episodes.
I know. It's so exciting. Thank you, guys.
10G. No, that's so exciting. We honestly, we couldn't even believe we'd make it this far. Like, this was... I know we said it last time. It was all a dream. But like, really, I'm just amazed. So thank you so much. You guys know we have our Instagram, our Twitter, FWAT_podcast. If you're into that sort of stuff, give us a follow. And of course, try to subscribe to us if you like what you're hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. That way you get first dibs when we release a new episode. We've been aiming for every few weeks. We aren't on a strict schedule, you might have noticed, but... yeah, definitely subscribe so that you have that notification as soon as our new episode is out. And yeah, definitely leave us a review if you're liking what you hear. Feel free to reach out, give us suggestions if you have ideas for things you'd like to hear us talk about. We're more than happy to help any way we can because we are just here trying to have some fun with this, share our experiences, maybe help some people along the way. Certainly, we don't claim to be the lifestyle swing experts of the world, but hopefully somebody can take something away from some of our experiences and our stories. So we're just here to try to have some fun with you guys. So we love to get that interaction and hear back from you.
And also maybe make some new friends.
We do like our friends.
Which I think we're starting to do. I'm pretty happy about that, at least via social media. We haven't really met too many in person yet.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. We're trying to get out there.
I'm getting there.
As much as we can.
Yes.
Oh, and shout out to, we have some Canadian followers who are still stuck in the freaking lockdown up there. And I know they're like always looking for something sexy to listen to. So here's to you guys. We're here for you. We'll try to make this a good one for you.
Yeah.
So I guess should we take our shots and get into the chick chat?
I think that sounds like an excellent idea.
Here we go.
All right. Here it is.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, it just hits you way down deep, you know? Just, shit.
Jesus Christ, that's good stuff. We have to post these pictures of our new shot glasses, our squat shot glasses that I almost just broke.
We're super official now.
It was a very cute birthday gift from Kenzie to me and, well, all of us, really. It was a group gift.
Yeah, I know. That it's a little bit of a selfish gift, I admit. But yeah, so if you are following us on Twitter and Instagram, you might have noticed a little birthday shout out to our girl Madison over here. Her birthday was just the other day. So there was some FWAT inspired birthday gifts involved, and some non-FWAT gifts as well. But definitely, we want to wish Madison a very happy birthday, and hopefully, she is going to be celebrating all weekend long. Who knows? Maybe that'll give us another sexy story somewhere down the road.
I hope so. No, thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you for that birthday post, Kenzie, in my birthday suit out there, just walking down the road. You know, and
stopping
some socks.
Traffic since you know. Since every day.
That's what I like to do on the weekends.
Awesome. All right. So for the chick chat segment, this is sort of our time to get caught up with each other, kind of see what's new, what we've been up to, what's happening in our sexy lives. So just for the benefit of anybody who maybe if you're just listening for the first time today, that's kind of what this segment is about, is just our chance to sort of get caught up and see what's new with each other. So I will let the birthday girl... start with that part.
Ooh, thank you. Well, let's see. What's new in my sexy life? Yes, besides the birthday. What were you going to say?
No, so sexy. So many things. All the sexy
too,
things.
Too many good things. No, had some birthday fun with the hubby, Barry. Nothing too crazy. Like, we didn't get out and meet anybody on my birthday. No gangbang. But, you know, there's always next year. besides that, honestly, we're in the final countdown to our trip to Temptation. So we are in, like, full vacay prep mode.
Yes.
We're tanning because we don't want to burn the first day there.
Which is a good plan.
We want to look good naked. Yeah, well, yeah. I know you can't be nude there, but I want to look good topless there. No tan lines. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to prep for that. We got all of our... theme night outfits, sexy theme night outfits, so ready fun. To go.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's pretty much some of the stuff we've been working on.
Is there one theme night in particular you are looking forward to?
Like a lot of them. All of them. I don't know.
That's fine too, but I just
got a new schoolgirl skirt. We got some glow paint. I love glow. We'll talk about the glow party we went to recently. There's also this glitter bomb night, which I'm excited about that. We got glitter for our bodies. I got mm-hmm. these glitter pasty things. Ooh. Well, don't worry, we'll take photos. this cute, like, new outfit I'm excited to wear. So
nice.
Too many nights. All of them. I'm excited for all of them. Good, good. Really.
Well, no, that's great though. Yeah. Cause sometimes, like, there is that one or two nights when you're just kind of like, meh. But no, that's great that all of them are exciting. So good, good, good.
I hope we make it to all of them. Because 2 years ago, was it, when we went to Desire, like the first two nights, we just had so much fun and went hard all day that we couldn't even make it to the club at night. So
no, it happens to the best of
fingers
us.
Fingers crossed we'll make it to all these theme nights.
Yeah.
But anything new and fun and sexy going on with you, Kenzie?
Goodness sakes. Well, I think our sort of fun story is that recently – we took a little weekend getaway and met up with some friends who we originally met at Desire several years ago. Mm. And I think fortunately we live close enough to each other that we can typically manage a get together or two a year. Like if we both drive a little bit, we can kind of meet in the middle sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Or they've been to visit us a couple times too as well. So that was kind of our recent, I don't know, fun, sexy adventure, I guess, was meeting up with our Desire friends. And it's just a little funny because so sort of a halfway point for the two couples is really nothing exciting.
Is that where I got my one birthday gift from?
It is, yeah.
The little pickle moonshine thing?
Yep. Truth circle. Yes, that's it. That's it. So yes, so your birthday gift came from a little moonshine place that we stumbled upon. And for anyone who is familiar, it's sort of like, it's not quite central Pennsylvania, but it's like, I think a lot of people have heard of Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, yeah.
The old, the weather predicting groundhog. Mm-hmm. It's sort of in that region of Pennsylvania. So there's really not.
So is that the only thing out there, the moonshine? Kinda.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the highlight. I mean, there were a few wineries that we were pleasantly surprised by. Okay. But yeah, I mean, definitely like some good like hiking trails and like outdoorsy things to do, you know, because I know you know how outdoorsy I am.
That's us.
Yeah. I like drinking on my patio. Does that count? So yeah, kind of like a random location, but it is just really the most sort of central.
So you stayed there?
Yes.
In that area.
Okay. Yeah. And I think honestly, like sort of a little random side note, what worked well is we had sort of these two adjoining rooms. So we each had our own separate bedroom and bathroom. But then those rooms connected to sort of like a pseudo living room, little mini kitchen area. Like there was a full fridge, a microwave, a sink.
Nice.
So it was actually kind of nice. I mean, this was only like a 2-night trip. You know, it's not like a week vacation or something like that. But it was still nice. Like we, you know, we could have shit in the fridge and, you know, we brought a bunch of alcohol and like things like that just to kind of be able to have like drinks in the room and whatever. But yet still sort of have everyone's like individual space, like be
individual
able to have
bathrooms.
Some downtime. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing terribly sexy about sharing a bathroom in a swing situation. Mm-hmm. Like there's just some things you don't need to share with other people. Yeah. So just a little, there's my 2 cents on that. But anyway, so we had a really good, fun time. We were able to get out, check out some of these wineries. We checked out some of like the nature and the hikes and trails and things. So that was nice. And then we also had our fair share of sexy time back at the hotel rooms.
I was just going to ask. Finally, you got to it.
So like, you know, like I can maybe save that story for another time, but rest assured, listeners, there was plenty of sexy time. It was quite nice. I don't know if we had neighbors, but if we did, we probably woke them up, or they were probably not fans of us, but nobody ever yelled at us directly, so we'll just pretend that it was all fine. So
lots of moaning. Remember when we were in the Finger Lakes and we were all hooking up, and I swear we were like moaning or like yelling at the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
And there was some good buildings.
Like gangster rap happening, and it was just a lot of good noise happening
I think
there.
People like it.
Yeah, it's fine. They'll roll with it. Maybe we inspired someone to go make their own sexy noise, you know?
If nothing else, that's what I want to do.
Right. I'm just here to help. So anyway, so that was kind of our fun, sexy adventure as of late.
Cool.
So definitely a good time to see them again.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And you know what's new for both of us, too?
Yeah.
I know. I think people, like, wonder what we do after we record these episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, do we just...
Throw the microphones aside.
Right,
and
just, like, ravage each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you can picture that, sure. We're not going to say no to that. But...
Maybe we'll do that tonight. I don't know.
At least after our last episode, we ended up just randomly going to one of the local swing clubs together. All four
so
of us.
Fun. Yeah.
That wasn't even planned. Like, we finished recording. I don't know what made us want to go, but... I think we were both just wearing heels, and you had fake eyelashes on. I'm like, we gotta show people this.
I was trying to practice.
It's like, we need to get her out there.
I had to borrow one of Madison's shirts because I just was wearing like a t-shirt or something, not super sexy exactly. So I was able to borrow a shirt and, you know, sass it up a little bit. But, but yeah, that was fun. It was just total like spur of the moment. Like, what the heck? Why don't we just go check it out? It's a BYOB place. Mm-hmm. So... I mean, it worked out okay for Gary and I because we would have been drinking your alcohol if we stayed at your house anyway versus taking your alcohol to the club. So, like, I mean, win-win for us. So we owe you guys. But yeah, it was just kind of like, what the heck? Why not? Go check it out. See who's there. This club that we're talking about is located conveniently, but the crowd is a little hit or miss.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's nice to go there with someone that you know.
Definitely.
I think that can kind of make for a fun, sexy evening. And I think that's kind of what we made of it.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, just a point. Like, we didn't end up like playing or anything, but we were dancing, we were drinking, like mingling with too many people. I don't even remember. But Barry said I had this one guy following me around like a little puppy. Aww. I don't know. Like, it was just,
you have that effect on me.
It's just fun to meet new people. We convinced call it a bartender, like the owner or whatever behind the bar who's giving people their own alcohol.
Right.
I remember flashing him with some other girl just so we could get some leftover fireball.
We got fireball.
Yeah. Always make it happen. Always. We always get that fireball. But that was fun. So I guess that's one of our joint things. One of the other things we did, though, was we posted about going to Paradise Club for that glow party.
Yeah, we did.
It was fun.
It was fun. We got there a little bit early.
Yeah.
Because we had a sort of a hidden agenda. We wanted to sneak away and try to get a couple photos, which we have already shared, I think at least a couple of those.
Yeah.
On the interwebs, on the Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So that worked out really well. So for what it's worth, if anybody else is out there thinking, I don't really want to try to take a photo like in our bedroom or like somewhere in our house that somebody might recognize, or I don't know if you're having any of those concerns. If you have that opportunity that you're going to go to a party or a club or something like that anyway, if you can get there a little bit early and kind of sneak off into a room before everybody has started to partake. Yes. That can be a good opportunity to, you know, have a different background or to have sort of like, I don't know, an anonymous background, I guess, if that's something you're concerned about.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we took advantage of that, before it was all cummed up, just because, you know, not entirely our thing, I guess.
Yeah. No, that was fun. We went into, they have a couple different theme rooms at Paradise Club. We were able to shut the door in each of the rooms we went into. Like, it was just private photos, seriously, just the four of us.
Yeah.
So that was fun to do some different backgrounds. Like you said, it makes it a little more anonymous. Although people who go to the club, and if you tag the club, they recognize the club.
Like, right.
So people definitely realized where we were.
Yeah.
But that's fine. And so this place, I don't know if any of our listeners have ever been there before. I know some have, mm-hmm. but it's like a legit house yeah. that was made over into this swing club. Mm-hmm. Like when you walk in, like it's like in a regular mountain neighborhood. Like it's there's other houses like super close. Like yeah. that kind of freaked me out at first, not going to lie.
Yeah, and it's kind of like up a like I guess kind of a dirt road.
Like a gravel.
Gravel, yeah.
Not that's probably a better way to say
it. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it can be I mean, like, honestly, sometimes we go to these different clubs that are tucked away into various locations.
Yeah, and it's the best ever.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And then I also wonder, like, how did we ever find this place the first time we came here?
True, true.
Like, you just have to wonder, like, mm-hmm. I mean, some of them are tricky and, like, I get it. Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily going to have a swing club on, like, yeah. Main Street, USA. Well, maybe we should, but that's a whole nother conversation.
We're working on it.
So, yeah. So, like, you kind of, like, are up this gravel road, and it's kind of mm-hmm. like a dead-end situation. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, honestly, I don't know. For me, like, I feel like the first time we were there, I was sort of like, where are we? Like, what is happening?
It was one of those where I waited in the car with Barry. I'm like, wait. Until someone else walks in so I can see yes. where they go. Like, I don't want to do this alone.
Yeah, it can be, like, a little, I don't know, like, intimidating and, yeah. like, yeah, it's, I don't know. They can be kind of, like, some weird situations, but.
I don't know. When you go in, like, they have a little red carpet to the front door, which is cute.
Yeah.
You do your little check-in thing, pay, whatnot, send mm-hmm. your life away, whatever they need. and then it's, like, an open, like, a living room, dining room area. They yeah. serve meals. Like, there's they serve food. A dinner meal most of the night if you yeah. choose to eat there. There's a table to sit and eat. Mm-hmm. There's also, if you kind of, like, keep walking a little bit further, they have an indoor pool. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have a masseuse there. They have massage tables occasionally set up. They have, like, a private section with VIP tables around the pool.
Okay.
Did you even notice that?
No, I never noticed that.
On the far side of the pool from where we were. At that bar area, yeah. there's like private reserved VIP.
Why have we never become done like that?
A VIP member? We sat there once. I don't know how we got there, but we were there once.
Good for you.
Always, nothing was different. We just sat there with people who had a table. That was
but
it.
But I almost like, so clearly I have never noticed this, so that's my own fault. But I almost feel like that defeats the purpose, right? Like, why would you go to a swing club and go be in a little VIP corner? Alone.
I don't know.
Like,
Maybe if they just plan to go have dinner, so they have their set table, like they know they have a spot.
All right,
I mean,
I could, yeah, maybe.
That's all I can think of.
But like, right, you're there to mingle and like meet people, yeah, theoretically. Like, I don't know. It just seems like a weird place to have a VIP section. But I'm sure I'm missing something.
Yeah, yeah. That we're just not privy to because yeah. we never did it.
Right. Well, next time, damn it, we're gonna get the VIP section.
Inquire about the VIP tables.
Perfect.
But it's cool. Out by the pool, they have a DJ. They have the stripper pole, little mm-hmm. little dance floor. But it was fun. We were both out there dancing yeah. a little bit.
The only thing that skeezed me out about the dance floor is that it's about a foot away from the pool.
Like it goes right up to the pool.
Edge of yeah. the pool. And I like to think that I'm like pretty nimble, pretty agile, light on my feet. Probably not so much after several cocktails. Not as Nobody light as is. I like to think that I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I really am surprised that you don't see more people falling into the pool, frankly. Oh,
I've only ever seen people trip over the like fake rock at like the one corner, but not off the dance floor.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, yet. Like, thank God. Like, I'm not glad. I don't want people to get hurt. Don't misunderstand me. But
no. yeah.
I'm just honestly, like, statistically surprised that no one has tumbled into the pool because it's just right there.
Mm-hmm. God now bless. We just jinxed ourselves. Knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're good now.
All right.
So besides, sorry, did you have anything else to say?
No, I was going to say, upstairs. So then like downstairs are the playrooms basically. Yeah. So just as like if you're trying to follow the visual layout of the
place. Yeah, they have
place.
A pool table downstairs, like a kind of semi-open play area, but then like private rooms where you can shut the door, mm-hmm. all different themes, like whatever your style is, I think they have it. Mm-hmm. They even have this one room in the back that's multiple like steps of beds. It's kind of like Egyptian,
like a pyramid almost?
Pyramid kind of room. Like that multiple people can play in there at the same time. It's pretty cool.
It's a large space. Yeah.
And so this was a glow party. It was a fun. We both pretty much dressed in different colors of like neon.
Yeah.
Well, you had neon, but then your black like see-through one piece thing on the top, which was fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Which you hated getting into, but that was fun.
Yeah, I just effed it all up, but I've managed. You had orange.
Yes, I feel like bright. For glow parties, like it's okay. Like even when I was getting ready, I had pink heels on, a lime green thong, an orange, bright orange, like see-through dress, like every color is okay. You don't have to match. Like you just mix and match anything that's bright.
Sure.
I feel like for glow party is a go. Mm-hmm. And they thankfully had the black lights out upstairs. I was worried about that. So I instantly walked in. I was like, hey, I am glow.
Yeah.
We both had our fun little pasties on too.
Yeah, we did.
What? Yours were pineapples.
Mm-hmm. And you had like the cross fuck me. With the fuck me. Yeah.
That was fun, though.
Yeah. And then you very kindly helped me do a wardrobe change somewhere.
Yeah, you had a couple outfits.
I had ordered this, like, green neon thing off Amazon.
I don't know why you didn't just wear that the whole time.
I honestly couldn't figure it out. Like, I tried it on at home, and I think I did every which way. I was, like, upside down, front, back, flip it this way. Like, I couldn't figure the damn thing out. 2 seconds in the middle of this club, Madison had me in this thing like I was supposed to be in it.
Because I think I have the same one in a different color.
I was like, oh, okay, this isn't so bad anymore. So then I finished out the night in that, which was nice. But So that's always an option too. Like regardless of the theme, you can always take a little bag of goodies, whether it be,
change,
lube, condoms, all your bits and pieces.
Did you bring a little toy bag or anything with you? Like any of that stuff?
No, I didn't. Yeah, we didn't that night.
We did. We didn't use it. Yeah. But we brought a toy bag. We had a few vibrators in it, some condoms, some lube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better to be prepared than not. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you never know what you might find or who you might connect with.
Honestly, Barry and I never plan to play with people at these parties. Like, unless we're specifically meeting somebody and we kind of expect that it's going to happen. Like, this party, we just went to meet new people and have fun. And I think all four of us met, like, several fun new couples.
Yeah. No, it was really fun. I mean, Gary and I didn't play with anybody that evening either. Which, again, for us was totally fine. We don't necessarily go to these parties expecting that anyway. Sometimes it has happened and that's cool and fun. But we never really, go with any sort of expectation about it. So I think for my 2 cents, that's a good way to approach these parties. I mean, like you said, I think sometimes like if you've actually sort of connected with somebody ahead of time, there might be sort of that slight, I mean, I hate to even call it an expectation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But maybe this could actually happen. And I don't know, not that you and I would ever really force anything in that respect, but it just there might be a greater probability or likelihood of it happening. But for what it's worth, for my 2 cents, I think it's best to go into those situations, just kind of go with the flow, take it as it is. You may or may not play and just kind of make the best of it.
Yeah. Honestly, there were a few couples that I saw there that I would have been totally okay playing with. Well, at least a female. There were several, thankfully, attractive young females there that night. And one that I distinctly remember had a beautiful glowing butt plug in for this party. She did. We have to talk about that real quick.
She took the theme to the nth degree.
I didn't even think of doing that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then she switched it out at some point because there was a little glow paint contest. People did body paint.
Right, right.
And she had the tail in. It was just so funny. She kept, we'd be like laughing and whatnot, and she'd be like, oop, it's coming out. Suck it back in.
Yeah, she was having difficulty maintaining the plug.
I love that. Well, now, next glow party. Oh, shit, there's a glow party in Temptations. Barry, remember this. We need to order a glow in the dark butt plug. He's probably Amazoning it right now.
Yes.
So that just really tells you can wear whatever the heck you want, as long as it's bright and whatnot. Glow parties are super fun. And hopefully in the future we can maybe go to some other Paradise Club parties. We'll see what other events are out there, and maybe try to meet some of you lovely listeners at some of these events in the future. But
that'd be great.
I guess we should move on to our life and the lifestyle now.
It's about that time. All right, we're going to take a short break and we will be back with Life and the Lifestyle.
And we're back with our Life and the Lifestyle section. This segment, we usually talk about just everyday things that you might encounter in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Maybe some tips. It's not always necessarily a sexy story or a sexy, advice for people, but we just tackle everyday things. We also sometimes talk about questions from some of our listeners, which we do get a lot of, at least via Twitter.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of what that segment is about. Mm-hmm. And I know this episode, we're going to talk about maybe what keeps us in the lifestyle, I guess would be a good summary of that. Mm-hmm. We kind of know how we got into it, why we got into it, but what really keeps us engaged and what keeps us moving forward within the lifestyle itself.
Yeah.
Should we maybe start with our Twitter poll? What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. So we had thrown this out on Twitter, and Madison will give us the results here in a second. But okay, again, just sort of a thanks to everybody who participated and commented and kind of gave us some feedback there. Much appreciated. So this question was inspired by a listener who reached out to us and was just curious to hear sort of from our female perspective, mm-hmm. what keeps us in the lifestyle. I know for us, we talked a little bit about how we got into the lifestyle, like how we all met in our first episode, but this is a little bit more talking about what keeps us going.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you've heard us all mention how like as two separate couples, we've each been in the lifestyle like around 10 years each.
At least, yeah.
So yeah, like a little bit more getting at that kind of what keeps us in this lifestyle versus that, you know, how did you start in it?
Yeah, what keeps us engaged?
Yeah.
So the question I put out on Twitter was, what is the main reason you stay in the lifestyle? And Twitter only let me put out four options, which I didn't realize at the start because I kept trying to add things. So I said, what's the main reason you stay in the lifestyle? Out of 129 votes. Woohoo.
Thanks.
All right. So the top answer was having like-minded friends. That was 43%. Second was to live out fantasies. Get that.
Yep.
Third was the sex is amazing. Oh, that was 20%.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
And then 6% said other, and I said, please share. And at least one of the other options, or one of the other comments that someone shared was that it takes their trust to a whole new level, which is, I think, the same for both of us.
Yeah,
that was an awesome answer. I totally agree with that. Yeah. So thank you guys once again for participating on Twitter. We like to do that every few episodes or maybe every episode. We've just to kind of engage you guys.
Yeah, the last couple, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get some real-time feedback. Yeah.
And I know several people commented that there needed to be an all-of-the-above option.
I was about to get there.
Okay, sorry. I cut you off. But yeah, like I know a lot of people felt that way too. So,
so many people were like, why isn't there an all-the-above? And I kept trying to like comment to people like, I know I wanted there to be one, but I only had four. But I wanted people to be able to share something too. And I felt like if I just put all-the-above, like, it would be 100%.
Yeah.
But there are definitely multiple people who I took note of that commented all of the above, but basically that like friends and sex combined was like the main thing. The good sex, but you also get these awesome like-minded friends. Mm-hmm. And I really think that's kind of the primary thing that keeps both of us engaged.
Right.
At least I think so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hence friends with a twist.
That's
kind of our premise here. And I know, like, I don't know that I have explicitly said it this way, but for Gary and I, a big push of getting in the lifestyle is that when we entered the lifestyle at that point in our lives, a lot of our friends at the time were going in different directions, getting married, starting families, moving to, you know, a new location for a new job or what have, like any number of different things. But we were just kind of feeling like, surely there must be some way to make friends and as an adult. And we had dabbled and blah, blah, blah. You know, you heard all this in episode one. But like that was kind of a push for us, was being able to make friends who share some similar interests, who we can really just be genuine around, maybe flirt a little. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be a play situation. But just kind of like be ourselves, be relaxed and fun and sexy with. So
full on comfortable, just being your 100% true self.
Yes.
No matter how weird it is, how twisty it is, like you're just cool with it.
Exactly.
I love that too.
Yeah.
So would you say that like, so those are your top reasons for kind of staying in the lifestyle these days? Like what are your primary reasons for keeping on and doing this?
Keeping on. Yeah, I mean, definitely making new friends is fun. And I think that your lifestyle friends, just like any other friends, there are those ebbs and flows. Obviously, everyone has a life outside of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So there are going to be times when different things take priority. There may be family obligations, whatever, a new job, you're moving, this or that is happening, whatever. Obviously, I understand all of that. But having that sort of friend group, I think, has been really valuable for us. So that's definitely a big part of this. And I think, as some of the other listeners had commented on Twitter, having the opportunity to just be yourself, Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really have to filter anything when I'm with my lifestyle friends.
Such a relief to not have to, like, think before you say something, right?
Like, I can just make weird jokes. Yeah. I can, like, grab an ass here and there. Nobody blinks.
You
like,
can say where you were. You don't have to, like, cover it up with another story.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was just in this weird Punxsutawney place because I was going to, like, fuck this guy and his wife. Like, it's fine. Like, no big deal. Not like, oh, we wanted to go hike some trails in PA. Like, no. Nobody wants that. No. Weird.
Well, some people do.
Some people do. And bless their hearts. That's cool, too. But that was not my goal. So just being able to just really truly be myself, I think, is a huge advantage. And like, I know you're gonna roll your eyes at me, Madison, but I think it helps me feel like young and sexy. Like,
I literally just rolled my eyes.
You did. I know. I knew you were gonna. Like, it helps me kind of.
You
I don't know.
Like, you're old.
I know. I'm like, I'm not ancient, but like, I'm not like a spring chicken either. Like, I recognize my limitations. I know my strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it helps. Like, I can still go, like I can put on my little slutty glow dress with your help and like still feel young and sexy for a night. And that's fun and encouraging and like,
yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Like, who, like, why would you not want to do that?
Yeah.
What else? I am such, well, I'm like a kind of a twisty bitch, as we all know here in this room.
No surprise here.
But like, I feel like being in this lifestyle allows me to be like flirty and fun. Granted, this typically takes a few cocktails, but
whatever.
Once those cocktails hit, like, I think I really am like a flirty person, and I like to flirt with people.
It's fun.
And that's not normally acceptable in like a standard vanilla relationship. So for me, like, that's a lot of fun. Like,
it's exciting.
Yeah. Like, play is just like that cherry on top. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can just kind of like flirt, if I can like kiss people for a little bit, like, that's super fun for me. Like, I don't even need penetration a lot of times. Like,
yeah.
Let me just like flirt and like shake my ass and dance and be sexy, or I don't know. So I think I'm being sexy. I don't know what it really looks like.
You are.
Thanks for the endorsement. But yeah, like, those kinds of things, I think, are really part of like the fun and the allure of the lifestyle. Yeah. At least for me.
Yeah.
Those are some benefits. But what about for you, Madison? What do you think kind of keeps you involved and engaged in the lifestyle?
Honestly, a lot of the same kind of things. We're pretty much on the same page with this, but overall, I feel like...
Which is why we're besties.
Oh, duh. Like, the lifestyle, it lets me live out maybe some fantasies, at least a little bit, like things I've thought about, and I'm like, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to experience multiple guys at once, or like...
Yep.
Like, years ago, I would have thought this. Like, check, check, check.
Now it's old hat, but whatever. Once upon a time.
Now we're working on that full-on successful gangbang.
I know. I can't believe that.
Whatever, guys. Guys, I know. Are freaky. All right,
fine. Like, we're going to just surprise you with it one day.
Okay.
Like, a half birthday. Like, we're just going to, like, you're going to come home one day. And Barry and I are going to have just a line of guys lined up. I can't wait. We're going to figure this out.
That kind of leads into one of the other reasons, like, that I love this. Like, it just, I don't know. It makes you kind of, even with couples, like, it just makes you feel good. Like, it boosts your confidence at a whole new level.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely with single guys, it boosts your confidence. But with playing with couples, too, I don't know. There's something about the excitement of having someone who isn't your true committed partner like want you and to be able to come get you, like, it's just exciting. And I think honestly that kind of helps to enhance mine and Barry's relationship too, because we still have that excitement, we still know other people want us, but like, and other people desire what we can do and what we can give, but like, it's ours, it's like our thing, but like, people want it, like, I don't know, it just strengthens our bond together. I think that's definitely part of the allure to this.
And there's something sexy about, like whatever, like, I can use us as an example. Like, there's something sexy about, like, she wants Gary to bang her. Like,
It's, and, like, it's kind of a turn on when someone wants you, what you have.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I totally hear you on that. And I don't know, it's just fun to kind of, at least from like when I started this, like in college, like experience that by curiousness. Yeah. Well, it's not curious anymore. I pretty much know what I enjoy with a female. But like,
what is this?
It's just fun to be able to explore that, but not be like judged or questioned as I'm doing it, like with vanilla, like lifestyle or out at a bar. Like,
right.
You know, it's okay in this scenario. Mm-hmm. So like you can go for it so much more easier.
And you're not like tied to it either, I don't think. Like,
yeah, true.
You can, I don't know, like, I don't know. I almost kind of hate to say it this way, but you can kind of like use that like bi curious label to just like when you're feeling it, you can explore that option, but like you aren't necessarily committed to it. So like that can be kind of exciting.
You shouldn't have to be anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's true. Yeah.
And I don't know. I agree with the whole flirty thing. I like to be flirty without judgment. 100%. Mm-hmm. That's so fun in this lifestyle. And like you said, it's fun to kiss other people. I have dubbed myself a makeout whore. I swear to God. You've seen it recently. The past like few times we go out, like I just start making out. I made out with you, your husband, another person's husband. Like I just do it. It's just fun.
I'm not complaining. I enjoyed it.
I don't know. Like the more.
You have very soft lips. Like it's kind of amazing. Like I don't even know what you're using on your lips. But you should be sponsored by now because they are amazing.
You hear that, people?
Yeah.
No, it's just fun. The more people I can.
It is. Yeah.
It's hung up, the better.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So that's fun. That's one of the other reasons I like to stay in the lifestyle.
And I think. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think one kind of maybe final thing for me is that I can understand how this is going to sound crazy to somebody not in the lifestyle. But that like reconnection or I think reclamation gets used a lot. Mm-hmm. Like reconnecting with your partner after a swing / lifestyle / whatever experience is really intense and gratifying and like, I don't know, it's like some weird psychological, like you're taking them back and marking your territory and it's like primal. Like I'm not really describing it in justice, but there's something really sexy about that reconnection with your partner after you've had an experience. I think that's also like a nice bonus to all of this as well that, you know, kind of keeps it exciting and keeps you going. So I don't know. That was maybe like a laundry list of things, but
there's no one reason.
There's really a lot of different. Yeah. And I don't know. Hopefully one of these things kind of connected with somebody out there.
And I think, honestly, the takeaway message is through our experiences over the years, like, it's an evolving thing. Like, what draws you to this can change over time. You kind of grow and experience new things, and it just becomes more exciting overall. So there's no one reason, which we saw in our poll, that keeps people in the lifestyle. It's really a mixture of things altogether.
Yeah, so whatever works for you, jam on it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a short break, and then we will be back with our next segment. And I think this episode, we are going to hear a sexy story from Miss Madison.
Ooh.
And we are back with our Going Deep segment. So in this segment, what we try to do is share a sexy story, sort of get into some of the juicy details of what happened, but then also the point, I guess, in doing so is to share a little bit of a takeaway message with you guys, kind of what we learned, maybe like what went well, what didn't go well, what you might want to think about if you find yourself in a similar situation. So it's a sexy story, but we also want to break it down a little bit and hopefully you can learn a little something from our experiences. And in this episode, Miss Madison is sharing her sexy, juicy story with us.
Oh, man.
So I will be turning it over to her and I'm probably going to jump in with some questions along the way. So
please do. Please
take it away, Madison.
Don't let me miss any detail.
Okay.
Ask away. So, all right. I have another story from that same swing club where I shared my single male story.
Ooh.
Apparently,
That's your sweet spot.
Apparently. Like, who knew? Thought? I talk so much shit about it. And like, it's, I have all these great stories.
I mean, it's
there.
Hit or miss, but when it's hit, like, boom.
So this time there, it was the same thing. Barry and I went with no expectations. We weren't planning to meet anybody there.
Sure. Did you know anyone on the guest list?
No, I don't recall that we did.
Okay.
There might have been a few people that we kind of knew. Like, just people like sign familiar. Up, but they never show up.
Yeah, yeah.
So we thought we'd know some people, so we gave it a shot. Yeah. But no, we didn't. Well, at least while we were out in the public area, we didn't see any of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we went there, our usual dressed up selves. Like, Barry always does a nice little button down.
Yeah, he's always very handsome.
Yes. Yes, he is. I think I had on like my little, little black dress, short slits on the side, slits on the rib area, mm-hmm. you know, low cut.
Yeah.
Got to show the goods.
Winner.
So I didn't take a picture of my outfit. No. But anyway, I know. I'm sorry. I'll have to put it back on and take another picture. All right. Okay. So anyway, we got there. We were people watching for a while. No one was really talking to us at first, which is fine. Like, we're dancing to their mediocre music.
You're like, high. Like, you're intimidating.
Like, at our table. Well, maybe. I don't know. Barry always says that, but I don't think I am. I'm just a normal person. but eventually, this single guy comes up to us and starts talking to us, per usual. And he was cute. Not like...
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He wasn't like super fit. Sorry to sound like an asshole here.
I mean, you're just setting
like,
the stage.
Yeah, he wasn't super, super fit. I wasn't like, oh my God, drooling when I first saw him.
Sure.
But his personality was so fun.
Aww.
And he was cute. Like, I'm not going to deny it. He was good looking, but not like crazy, crazy model hot. He was just like a normal guy hot.
Yeah.
Wow, I sound really shallow. Anyway... He was so funny. Like, him and Barry, well, Barry always keeps the conversation going.
It's hard.
They were going for a while. Like, we were laughing. The single guy, he kept trying to make eye contact with me and keep trying to make me laugh. So, like, again, that makes you feel good. It makes you feel confident that, like, someone else is interested in you. So, I'm already, like, I get, like, turned on by that. Mm-hmm. Just that. Because I know someone wants me.
Was he really making you laugh? Or did you give him some of those, like...
Oh no, it was mostly fake, but like I was okay with it.
All right.
I didn't even know, but I didn't even care what he was saying, but when he'd look at me with a smile, I'd be like, yeah.
All right, perfect. Okay, keep going.
And that just means I'm like interested, like I don't really care, like just keep it going. I'm fine with it. Keep going.
Yeah, fair.
So honestly, all of us were talking about how there were so many other creepers in the club that night. Mm. Like, all three of us were talking about it. And then we saw this another young couple come in. Super, super attractive.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. They both, I don't know if they were like Hispanic or what. Like, he had dark hair. They weren't like, they were kind of tan. I'm sorry. I'm just being very like superficial of what they were. She was tiny. She was shorter. Mm. And I'm not honestly usually into shorter girls because I'm pretty tall.
Yeah.
5'8", 5'9", whatever it is on the day. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I'm just not always fully attracted to shorter girls.
Yeah.
But that night, she looked good in her little tight, short, tiny dress.
Sure.
Her partner, or whatever he was, looked really good. And here we were with this single guy who was clearly very outgoing. So he went up to this new couple, kind of invited them over to our table. Mm-hmm. So it was like the five of us having a little chat for a while, having some drinks, just kind of, I don't know, I guess kind of talking about the other clientele in the club for that night. So it was just fun little sexy conversations, kind of making fun of other people. Just to like, so that we could all connect.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Then the guy, the single guy that initially came up to us, kind of suggested that we all go back and play. And I think the other couple was kind of like, I just got this sense the whole time that they were like new to this or nervous. But eventually, we went back to one of the open rooms that was not full of cum yet that we know of. Like, good. It still looked put together.
Sure. Right. you make the best decisions you can. Yeah.
So it was the five of us. It was like this spontaneous group play thing that, like, we definitely don't always plan. And we've probably, Barry and I have only had a few times. But we went back, me and I think the single guy, honestly, was the big initiator for most of this. Like, I remember he started making out with me, then he was making out with her, and then it was kind of like the girls with their partners making out a little bit, you know, touching up the dresses and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got to the point where, like, the girls were pushed back onto the bed in a sexy way, of course.
Sure, right, yeah.
And the single guy, I just remember more so my part. Like, I remember him making out with me, and I was kind of like touching him under his pants and mm-hmm. pulling it down and whatnot. Like, yeah. We were all slowly just taking our clothes off a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the guy to the other couple, I remember he was kind of more standoffish in the background. He was kind of like watching it. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. He watched the single guy with me and Barry, and then kind of like me and the single guy going after his girl.
Okay.
His wife. We'll pretend they're married. I don't know. I forget. Going after his wife. And he was kind of just like standoffish, like, let me just see how this goes. I'm not really sure, but like she was fun, like, and okay with it. So mm-hmm. we went forward with it. So I was making out with her a little bit. I didn't go down on her, but like we were just mouth to mouth. Like I said, I like to tongue people up. So we were making out for a while. Good. And the single guy kind of played around with her a little bit. Mm-hmm. Me and Barry were making out, touching each other there. Eventually we got to the point where the single guy was grabbing a condom. Clearly, like, Barry and I are okay with single males. Like, I'm okay with getting fucked by another man. No biggie.
But I mean, maybe that's a little presumptuous of Mr. Single Man to just think that he's gonna like
put that cock in that pussy,
stick it everywhere. Yeah, like, but okay. I mean, a little presumptuous, but also like, I mean, good for you to have that kind of confidence.
When you go back to a private room, what do you expect?
I mean, yeah, you're kind of
expectations.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a green light at least at that point.
Yeah,
not that there should not still be consent along the way. Don't everybody get your panties in a bunch about it? But
honestly, this situation, it was more of like a start to go for and like make eye contact and like give that silent consent.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't like, can I do this to you now?
Well, kind of thing. And it doesn't always have to be. Yeah. No. But yeah. So everybody's on the same page. That's cool. That's fine. So he's like taking it to the next level.
Yeah. So I see him doing that. Barry kind of steps to the side a little. I'm on my hands and my knees, bent over, ready to go.
That's my girl. Yeah.
I don't even know if we didn't even use lube. Like he just had to lick me a little bit it's so exciting. Done. Like it was a group play. Well, new. I was judging. Wet. I was ready.
I'm in the moment here. I'm excited.
So the single guy enters me. We're fucking for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I am then, it's like that nice little train you get with a threesome where Barry then laid down. I'm sucking his cock. I'm getting fucked from behind. But the other couple, they were kind of like softly touching each other next to us.
Yeah.
But like I felt like they were just kind of like voyeurs. Like they were observing. They weren't sure if they wanted to go that way. They were interested, definitely, but they weren't really sure they could take it there. Yeah. So us three just kind of focused on each other and we were okay with that. Eventually, the single guy came. Barry then like swapped his role. He went behind me. I think I flipped over to my back. You know, I had my legs in the air, and then Barry does this nice little fuck me that way. I'll just say it. Why am I making sounds? Okay. Anyway,
because you're in the moment of the story. I love it.
So my legs are in the air. Barry's fucking me. The single guy then eventually like calms down a little. He comes up. He's like kissing my tits a little bit, touch me a little bit. It's nice. Yeah, but still that couple's kind of doing their own thing. Eventually, like, they had their clothes off by that point. They were like, he ended up fucking her, like, next to us.
Yeah.
But I could tell they were not kind of okay with the whole, like, full swap thing.
Sure.
So it was an interesting group play scenario.
Yeah.
While they were fucking, I definitely turned over and was making out with her while her husband was doing that to her. Yeah, but, like, me and her really didn't do too much more.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of the end of the night when Barry then came, her husband then came. Like, we were just, you kind of know when everyone's kind of done for a little, you're just settling around. We're all kind of laying there hot.
Just like basking in the moment.
And like, we're just like, let's just take a breather and then someone say something. The couple was like, this was so fun, but like, we're just kind of like a little bit newer. Like, we weren't really sure where to take this, but this was so much fun to just kind of see what people do.
Oh, good.
And the single guy, oh my God, he was, after that night, I remember he was messaging us like, that was so much fun. Can we please meet up again?
Yay.
Like, and honestly, we did meet. We planned to meet him up again. Oh my God, we plan to meet him again because he was so much fun.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about that other couple. I'm down to meet them again, but I feel like it was kind of just dipping their toes in the water that night.
Yeah.
And they just, they freaking went for it, clearly, good to go them, back with another couple yeah. and a single. But I feel like once they got there, they were like, oh,
okay,
maybe
then.
Maybe we should just watch and see how she handles it.
Oh, that's cool, though.
So, I mean, I hope I gave them a good show, like, to show that it's okay. Like, yeah. it's fun yeah. to have another person.
But good for them to be willing to sort of, like, take that yeah. plunge yeah. or, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, at first, I felt a little weird about them not full-on playing immediately. Like, when I started mm-hmm. to with the single guy, it was a little weird. But something turns me on about people watching me, too. I'm not going to lie.
Get a girlfriend. Yeah.
Honestly, even with Barry, sometimes in different locations, if, like, it's somewhere where you're not supposed to be, but you're mm-hmm. naked. Like, even naughty. If it's at home in front of the window and you're like, I'm naked. And, like, and you're getting fucked from behind. Like, it, I don't know. It's so sexy to, like. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing. People
could see you. Yes. Maybe they do. You don't know.
Risk factor.
Probably they don't. But they could see you. They like, could. That's hot.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, being watched, apparently I like that.
All right. Good to know.
So.
I'm just going to get my binoculars out next time.
Oh, so that was fun.
No, like, that's
it was
just, awesome.
It was spontaneous. It was hot. Yeah. It was so unexpected. It was, I kind of thought maybe it'd be more a full-on swap around with everybody.
Sure, yeah.
But I was okay with just a single guy and kind of the other couple just slight little soft swap, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
Man.
You got to come out on those nights.
No, like, I don't know what kind of magical wand you guys are waving when you go to this place. Because, like, I mean, I know where she's talking about. We have not had even like an iota of that kind of success.
It's so hit or miss, man. Whew. Just gotta go.
All right, so I'm like all hot and bothered now. I'm gonna have to take a breather. So you kind of hit on this a little bit, but just to kind of wrap up this segment. Mm-hmm. So clearly you went out, no expectations, spontaneous.
Yeah,
you had this great experience. Mm-hmm. But like for like a new person in the lifestyle or just kind of, you know, for our listeners, yeah. like how would you kind of wrap it up and like what's sort of the takeaway from that experience for you?
Honestly, I think kind of what I mentioned to that couple mm-hmm. that night, like it's just fun to go to these sexy open places, swing clubs, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Not have a plan. Just kind of see what happens.
Sure.
If people kind of intrigue you a little bit, go for it. Like, at least try. Take it, like, open communication with your partner, too, along the way. But I think the big thing is to just not fully shut off new experiences just because maybe you're a little unsure about yeah. it or something. Like, always just be open to fun new experiences, mm-hmm. I think is my kind of big takeaway with this.
Yeah.
Because clearly every time we go out with no expectations, we seem to have a good time.
Good things happen. Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I know that this is a lot easier said than done. But if you are like a little bit newer in the lifestyle, or even if you're not, because I know I could take this advice that I'm about to give, which is a little odd. Even if you agree to go to that room with another couple mm-hmm. and you get there and you're not quite feeling it, like, it's okay to say that, or it's okay to say, you know, I think I just want to stay with my partner right now, or like however yeah, you want to yeah. frame it, like that's okay to change your mind essentially. So I agree. I think it's awesome to go, don't have any expectations, kind of go with the flow, see what happens, see what's out there. And even if you do get into that situation where you agree to hang out or go to a back room or whatever it is, you are not obligated to people. Do what's comfortable for you and your partner. You know, don't feel locked into anything, but yeah, keeping that open mind and just kind of seeing what's out there can be so exciting and so fun, as you've mm-hmm. shared with us tonight. So,
and kudos to that couple who
yeah.
they stood their ground. They were not ready to do that. Mm-hmm. They just kind of took it all in and just did what they were comfortable
with. And that's fine. Nobody was offended. Everybody lived to tell a tale, and that's what's so good about it. So awesome. All right. So thank you for sharing your sexy story this time, Madison. Mm-hmm. We are going to take a short break, and then we will be back for our last segment, our surprise question, which is coming to us from Barry this time.
All right, folks, we are back with our surprise question from my hubby, Barry.
Woo-hoo!
All right, reading it live. Here we go. So, Barry asks us, when you go to a swingers club, What do you look for as far as the establishment? Example, friendly staff, smoke-free atmosphere, multiple playrooms, size of playrooms. And do certain themes jump out at you more than others? And lastly, do you base your attendance solely on the guest list?
Ooh.
Good questions. I don't know. Do you want to jump in, Kenzie, with some of those answers? Or?
Oof. All right. Oof. So as far as what I look for as far as the establishment. Okay, so I'm going to start with Barry's examples and then maybe elaborate a little bit.
Okay.
So friendly staff. I mean, I hate to say it. Like, I can't really think of a swing club experience where the staff have gone above and beyond to make me feel comfortable.
Hmm.
And, like, whatever. Like, maybe I don't necessarily need that. But in answer to this question, like, that's not something I'm looking for. The smoke-free environment or atmosphere for me is a huge benefit.
Mm-hmm.
As a non-smoker, that is a benefit to me.
Sure.
I understand that if you are a smoker, that's probably a pain in your ass. Like,
you go outside.
Fine. Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it. But, like, as someone who doesn't smoke and as someone who doesn't want to smell like smoke when I'm trying to be and feel sexy, yes, a non-smoking environment is a plus for me. The, like, the playrooms, the size of the playrooms, not really a priority for me. I don't mean to sound high and mighty by any means, but I think generally just Gary and I don't even, it's not that it's not on our radar, but mm-hmm. it's pretty rare that we go to a club or party like expecting to play. So the playrooms are kind of secondary for us.
Sure.
And again, mm-hmm. I understand that other people are in different spaces and that is a priority for them. And they should be wanting clean, welcoming, sizable playrooms. Like, and that's fine. But I just think for me personally, it's not a huge deal because we aren't necessarily looking for that. And again, not to say that we've never done it. It's not like we're, like, again, I don't want to, like, sound all high and mighty about it. But it's just not necessarily, like, a, I don't know, like a selling feature.
The first thing you look for. Yeah.
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 As far as themes, I don't know that there are necessarily themes that totally
deter you.
Well, there are.
Oh.
I was going to say there aren't themes that like absolutely entice us to mm-hmm. a party,
mm-hmm.
but there are some that we are not so keen to take advantage of.
Such as?
Redo. So some themes, like we're not, I mean, I don't know, like I'm open to trying new themes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of over some of the, like, the naughty schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Overdone.
Like, I get it, but, like, we're just not into it. I don't know. Like, it just, not our thing. And, like, again, to each their own. It's fine. Like, whatever. But, so, yeah, I definitely think some themes are a little more enticing than others. Mm. I mean, I think I can at least say that much. Oh, and then... The grand finale. Do you base your attendance solely on the guest list?
Mm.
So Gary and I have had this conversation many a Sunday morning. So like the party Saturday night, we've gone to the party. We've experienced the party. Sunday morning, we're dissecting it. Gary, the guest list looked so good. Kenzie, were they all boob pictures? Okay.
Typical guy.
So that's how we ended up at this party that was a shit show. Cool. Thanks, Gary. We have had that interaction in various iterations a few times over the years.
Oh, so real. Yeah.
And I really can't blame him. In fairness, mm-hmm. I take about 0.001%
tit pics.
Interest in, I mean, those two maybe, in like the party planning and whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, there's this party. Like, here's the theme. Do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Done.
That's the extent of my participation. I don't look at the guest list. Like, I don't interact with people ahead of time. Whatevs. So, like, this is clearly some of my own doing.
Yeah, whatever.
But bless his heart, like Gary seems to think that these photos are representative of the people that will be at the party.
So sweet.
And they are not always the case. And you know, it happens. That's okay. But we've had that conversation on Sunday mornings after a party. Like, why did we come here? What, how, what happened? Who now? What, who are you talking to? Yeah. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. I'm so sorry. But it just, it happens. Like, you just, you don't always know what you're getting into until you actually get there. So now that I sound like a complete a-hole, how about you, Madison? Why don't you tackle Barry's question?
You're not an a-hole. You're just being real.
Well, just a little.
Own who you are. I love you for you.
I'm just a little a-hole.
So anyway. All right. My answers. Here we go. Whoop, whoop. When we're at a party, swingers club. Yeah. I look for the atmosphere overall. Yeah, sure, the staff, that's a biggie that plays into it. The non-smoking is preferable.
Yeah.
If they're smoking, I'll deal with it. I'll be pissy and I'll smell like it and I'll be all stuffy, but whatever, I'll deal with it. Playrooms, not always a biggie because I don't always go there, like we said, with expectations. Yeah. That's not like a selling point for me.
Sure.
It's ideal as an option to know there's playrooms, and if I know that they are cleaned regularly or there's staff members available to say, hey, we need clean sheets, and if they're, I know they're responsive, great, that's a super plus because there's some sites that don't do that.
Yep.
But if I know it's a place where they do that, I am definitely more for that. As far as certain themes, I'm usually open to most themes. I'm not going to lie. Even the whole schoolgirl thing. Yeah, I know it's overplayed.
No.
Don't think of it as like a creepy thing. Like, think of it more as like a consenting college girl with a consenting equal over 18 adult professor. And it's not as creepy. But anyway, I'm okay with honestly most themes. And I think it's more fun when I know people will actually participate. Because if I'm one of the very few participating, I feel really awkward going into a place dressed up in a theme. So I don't know, you kind of get used to places when you go there, but if I know people participate, I'm much more willing to go to a place that has a theme party. If I know other people will be participating. And as far as basing our attendance solely on the guest list, I 100% stalk that guest list prior to a party. Barry does, and then I do. We generally look at not only the ages, but is it mostly couples? Is it mostly singles? What is their physical appearance? Like, the majority, is there someone we're attracted to overall? Like, is there a chance there's someone we'd be interested in at least talking to? And if there's at least one or two, sure, we'll go. But if it's a lot of single males, or it's generally people that's not really piquing our interest from just their photos, we're not as thrilled to go to those parties. So we definitely do stalk the guest list. But it's not a hit or miss for, like, it's not our one thing, like,
That
determines whether we're going or not.
Sure.
So lots of things like going to swing parties. We've clearly definitely had a lot of fun times, a lot of so-so times, a few bad times too between, I think, all of us.
Yeah.
But overall, I think swing parties can be fun.
Yeah.
Theme parties can be fun.
Yeah,
as seen in our recent social media posts. Back on that, FWAT_podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. But thank you, Barry, for that awesome question. Anything else you'd like to add, or shall we wrap up our episode 9?
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Literally. Hmm. Let's get going. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate you so, so much. We appreciate the feedback, the questions. I know a few of you had asked us some questions. We promise we will get to them in future episodes. We did not forget about you.
Yep.
We're just limited on time with each episode. But we hear you, and we will respond to you in the future.
Absolutely. So until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.